Good morning, all.
Hope you're well. It's lovely to see you. Massive thanks to the team for setting me up here. And actually, I'm just going to follow on from what's already been heard this morning. But just briefly, I've been asked to look a little at, you know, why we need this armour at all, and hopefully also help us understand a little around how to set ourselves up to make use of this gift that we've been given. So let me start by asking you a related question on whether you ever played a sport that required you to put on a form of armour or protection. And there are a few, let me show you a few now. Maybe you played American football, or perhaps you're a leading cricket batsman, or maybe hockey was more your thing. They are brutally hard, those hockey balls, right? And the truth is, in the context of these sports, putting on your armour and your protection makes perfect sense to all of us, right? If you walk out onto a field of play dressed like this, no one is going to look at you twice. It's expected behaviour, and everyone knows the physical dangers of the game. These sports encounters can be dangerous. Thus, wearing a form of padding or protection is a very good idea indeed. So the team have kindly walked us through what the Bible describes as the armour of God. And my guess is none of you were listening in the context of wearing it for a sport. And I doubt we are hopeful of walking outside this church this morning and getting into any sort of physical encounter. So why is it key? So in our everyday, albeit not often physical, we do encounter challenges and confrontation. In a broken world, often full of trauma and struggle, as we go out into our field of play, we will have battles. And I know we will have all experienced them. And Paul's words don't pull any punches, highlighting the nature of the spiritual challenge that we have. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers. Kids might remember this from the video we saw. Against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realm. See, unlike our sports games, we can't always see where our attack is coming from, but we can ready ourselves for the fight using the tools we've been talking about this morning. So David and Goliath must be one of the most well-known battle scenes of all time. And to coin a popular phrase, we will all have our Goliaths to fight each and every day. The thing that we are battling in our day-to-day lives, and it can often feel like we are the David or the underdog. So your Goliath could be something at work, a family situation, an illness, an addiction, but whatever it is, I know it will feel like a real struggle. The great news here, though, is that we have a God in Jesus who gets this struggle. He himself experienced these things when he walked among us, and here we see the Bible saying, God understands this world, and God understands what it's like and where the attacks will come from. So this armor is here to help. It's here to ensure we can go into our situation knowingly choosing to protect ourselves. For our sports stars, you know, you could go into those sports situations without the equipment if you wanted to, but it's really going to hurt. And God is providing us this armor because in our day-to-day, God doesn't want to see us get hurt. So our question is, how do we go about doing that and claiming these promises? So I was reading this again. The piece of this chapter I was drawn to is actually the first part in these verses. Be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. If we go back to my American football player for a second, I'll tell you now, if you just pick a random person who's unfit, who doesn't know how to play the game, and you put on them the best padding, the best sports armor money can buy, I will tell you now, they will still be an ineffective player. He or she will absolutely be beaten, and there'll be no good to the team. And here, this morning, we've got some similar principles. How we ready ourselves before we put on the armor is equally important. As followers of Christ, equipping ourselves for the battles of this world must begin with the principle, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Here there is something in recognizing the need to stand in and claim the power of God to help us before readying ourselves with the armor. Paul is saying to us, you need to make sure you use this armor that God has given you, but please make sure you strengthen yourself in God before you go out there with it on, recognizing that there are parts of these fights and challenges that we simply need to hand over to him, hand over to the God who is always able. See, these verses highlight God's capabilities, his mighty power. If God's might is his reserves of his strength, God's power then is the exercise of that might. So when I use my dad's strength and open up a jar lid for my children, I'm using my power. Right? The reserves of the strength I have is now actually in operation. I'm opening the jar. The great news is that God has unlimited might that can be realized as power in our Christian life each and every day. But his mighty power does not work in me as I just sit passively and watch the world go by. His might works in me as I rely on it and as I step out in prayer and step out and go and do works. Like many of you, I'm a really busy guy, and the thought of anyone doing anything for me is delightful. That could be simply making me a cup of coffee or fighting an entire battle on my behalf. My answer is yes, please, and thank you very much. But in life, it can never be I do nothing and God does everything. And nor can it be I do everything and God does nothing. The key is for me to put my faith in his might, rely on it, and then do the work. Now, I'm told to be strong in the Lord and then put my armor on and go and do. God has got me as I step out onto my own field of play, all kitted up and ready to go. And notice the words used by Paul here. Right, the full armor of God. Like, there is no missing pieces here this morning. This is the full kit list. Right, the sad truth is we're all experts on doing things off our own strength and avoiding relying on God. It's in our nature. And going back to David and the Goliath story for a second, there's a classic scene where King Saul thinks exactly like this before David goes into battle. Looks a bit like Yayan, doesn't it, from earlier. So Saul gives him his physical armor. His helmet, his protective clothing, his huge fighting sword. And David literally turns around to him and says, well, thanks for this, mate, but I can't even walk in it. It's too much. It's absolutely burying me. And it's really heavy, and I can't use it. And more importantly, I don't need to. Saul is thinking David needs the best physical armor the world has to offer to beat this Goliath guy, and David is telling him a completely different story. Saul's armor was not only a bad fit physically, it was a bad fit spiritually for David too. Relying on physical armor or human wisdom would not win the battle between David and Goliath. David knew the Lord God had mighty power to win this battle. David was standing on it, claiming the might and power of God, and then he went and he did. You see, David had previous with God. In 1 Samuel 17, he says this about Goliath. The Lord who rescued me from the paw of the lion and the paw of the bear will rescue me from the hand of this Philistine. Looking back into his own life, David knows that the same God who delivered him before will also deliver him now. When as Christians we trust God in our battles and remember to put on our armor before we go out, it enables us to circumvent what often accompanies the conflict and the strife. For example, panic, fear, hopelessness. We do not have to be as anxious or as discouraged when bad things happen in our life. When it seems the situation is hopeless or the matter at hand is too overwhelming, it's very natural to be tempted to doubt God. But we have to remember there is no problem beyond the scope of God's sovereign care for us or his mighty power. God is in control. But sadly, that does not mean Christians get to avoid the battles. Jesus himself in John 16 says, "In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world." In order for a believer to live a life of endurance, of character, of hope, we must remember to put on our armor and to trust the deliverer. Jesus didn't give his life on the cross just so we could barely get by and struggle through life until we get to heaven. He came so we could have life and enjoy it. Jesus doesn't want us struggling, constantly feeling overwhelmed and fighting the same battles. He wants to equip us with the armor and tools we need to succeed in life. I get how hard it is. I do, I promise. I know that every person here this morning has a war they are fighting. One people will probably undoubtedly know about, and others that none of us will see. See, this hammers home the fact that it's incredibly important that as a church family, as a family, we encourage one another in our day-to-day walks, looking out for each other and praying for each other. Paul even re-emphasizes this in our chapter of Ephesians near the end, saying, "And pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the Lord's people." See, using this armor, we can even battle spiritually, not only on our own behalf, but also on the behalf of others. Like our sports stars, our battles in the spiritual realm can be tackled as a team as well. See, some of you have heard maybe about the armor today for the first time. Some of you may have been reminded that it's there and be still thinking, you know, I'm not sure this armor will fit me. I haven't tested it. I've not tried it out. I said before, you know, we spend a lot of our time forcing ourselves to be familiar with the things of the world, being self-reliant and not using the armor and might of God to help us in our day-to-day lives. So my encouragement today is twofold. Firstly, practice putting on the armor of God. The team have walked through what this means. Simon did a great job of explaining what each of these components are. You know, let's pray more, let's meditate more on his words, and ready ourselves for the day-to-day battles using the gift of the protection that we've been provided. A gift from God who wants to help us live a life of flourishing out there in our own playing field, protected and ready to play, just like our sports teams. Secondly, put your faith in God's mighty power. Claim the fact that God has overcome the world and hand things over to him that you are struggling with or trying to do solely on your own. Hand things over to the one who is able, the one who can slay the Goliath in your life. And to help us do my second point, I'm going to encourage you to take one of these. And the youth have very kindly for us created stacks of these mini helicopters, like this one. It flies too. I'll show you in a second. So I'm going to encourage you to take one of these and let it fly. Okay? As a representation of standing firm on God's mighty power to deliver you. Hand over that strife and the struggle to God. And you've got a choice. You can either write on it. There's a little square here. You can write on it what it is you're handing over to him, recognizing you may not get this back very easily, okay, when we throw them around. Or you can just pray the prayer in your mind and let it go. And Vicky's going to come and pray with us now. But what I want you to do is, like I said, use this as a representation of handing over to him. And although it looks pretty flimsy, they do work pretty well. Ready? Woo! I know, right? Big shout out to the youth for doing that for me. So let's do that now. I'm going to hand over to Vicky, but like I said, let's use this as a time of reflection and a time of prayer and think about what it is we need to, what Goliath we've got that we're just trying to cling on to, that we're trying to manage on our own, we're trying to win a battle on our own without God and hand it over to him now. Vicky.